Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Femi Olaniyan podcast. This is episode 11, man. Thank you guys for the support so far. Thank you for always listening to my episodes. Thank you for the reviews, man. For those of you, you know, always recommending topics to talk about, I say a very big thank you to you guys. And don't let me forget, for you, my fans on YouTube, thank you for the support so far. We are almost at 700 subscribers on YouTube right now. And if you haven't subscribed on YouTube, why haven't you subscribed? Please go on YouTube right now and subscribe to Femi Olaniyan, my channel, my YouTube channel. Just subscribe. Let's get to 1,000 very, very fast. Now, guys, today I'm actually going to be telling you guys 8 unique side hustles you can do for 2021. Now, the world is actually going digital and a lot of things are changing. The way things were done 10 years ago is not the way things are done now. And so a lot of things are changing. The way people make money now is different. So in this episode, guys, you are going to be listening to 8 unique side hustles you can do for 2021. Now, before I go into the 8 side hustles, let me just do a simple intro about side hustles. Now, the importance of having side hustles is just like the beginning step, or let's say the first step to financial freedom. Because when you have like 2 to 3 different side hustles, then you will be happy that you are not just depending on just one source of income. Just imagine you are depending on just one source of income, and then that one source of income should collapse, or maybe you get sacked and, you know, you are not making money from there again. Then where else will you get money from? But if you have 1 or 2 or even 3 side hustles, then you know that, okay, if one should break down, you have others to rely on. So it's very, very important to have different side hustles in this our generation right now. Before I go on, please, guys, if you have not followed me on Instagram, please go follow me on Instagram at Femi Olaniyan John. Now to the 8 unique side hustles for 2021. Number one is to sell digital products. Now, digital products actually range from ebooks, online courses, videos, music, and all of that. Now, how do you create digital content? Now, it's just like you writing down things on maybe it's something you know about, something that people really know that, yes, this guy is good in this thing. You don't even have to be good at that thing. You can just meet someone who is very good. Let's say, for example, you want to do a video course on let's say cooking right now. You can go, if you don't know how to cook, you can go meet someone who knows how to cook, you know, get information from that person, make a video. It might not be you on that video, but you can make the video, and then maybe after you guys make the money, then you can share the money with the person. But it's actually advisable that you are the one who is on the face of the video, you know, that kind of thing. So for example, myself right now, I'm good in personal finance, savings, investments. If I decide to make maybe an ebook on personal finance, investment, how to make money and all of that, and sell to people, I'll actually be able to sell to people because they know, okay, this guy is very good in personal finance. So, okay, if I buy this book from him, I'm going to be able to learn 1 or 2 things. So it's actually good when you can actually create digital content on what you know about and sell to people, because people are really buying online courses, they are buying ebooks, they are buying videos, music, different things. People are really buying those things online right now. So you need to, you know, get into the online course industry and start making money. That's the number one side hustle you can do for 2021. The second one is to be a programmer. Now, the world is going digital and everyone is going online. Businesses are going online. Everyone is making money online. And now all these businesses that are going online, they need a website. Yeah. For a business to actually run effectively, you need a website. Now, what if we don't create this website? All these programmers, all these people that know how to code, those are the kind of people that will, you know, create all these websites. So if you're a coder or you don't know how to code and you really want to learn, you should actually start learning and start using it to make money. I've actually seen a guy who knows how to code, like he knows how to code, and he says, no, he's not using it to make money because he finds it stressful. And I'm like, wow. Anyways, if he's finding it stressful, okay, you might not enjoy it. But actually, if you know how to code, I swear to God, you already have money in your pocket. You just need to bring it out. Like, you need to, you know, use coding to make money for yourself. If you have a knowledge about coding or programming and you are not using it to make money, start using it to make money right now. People are really paying to get websites and to get online. So you need to start making money as a programmer right now. The third unique side also is to be a graphics designer. Now, you know, there are some of your friends who want to do flyers for their business, or maybe they want to have a party and they want to create, you know, publicize it. They need a flyer. Now, they will actually need a graphic designer to do all of these. And then there's some graphic designer that they get jobs like every month. They get from their friends, from businesses, from brands, from family members. You know, they get, you know, okay, you can just say, People can meet them and say, okay, guy, let me do this flyer. I want to have a party. Let me do this flyer. I want to advertise my business and all of that. And just imagine you are charging them, like, let's say, 5,000 for each flyer you are doing for a person, and you're getting like two people every week. That's actually money for you. All you have to do is just learn graphic designing. And if you're interested in it, you can go meet someone who is very good at it and learn. Or if you don't want to pay to learn, you can just go online and watch all these videos that talk about CorelDRAW, Photoshop, and all of that and learn. And you can use it to make money for yourself. Number four is to start a YouTube channel. Now, actually, starting a YouTube channel is actually a great way of making money. Now, when you start a YouTube channel, and before you can make money on YouTube, you have to get 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch time to get money from YouTube. But before you reach that landmark, you can actually start making money on YouTube by running ads for people on your YouTube channel, by promoting your own business on your YouTube channel, by doing affiliate marketing. Man, I've made a lot of money from affiliate marketing on YouTube alone, and I just have just 600 subscribers. I've made money from affiliate marketing, a lot of money from affiliate marketing. So you need to start a YouTube channel. All you have to do is just pick a niche, maybe any niche you want to talk about. For example, I talk on personal finance. You pick a niche and then talk about it. Let people be able to know that, okay, this guy is good in what he's talking about. Now try to look for how to grow on YouTube, and you're going to be making money on your YouTube channel. The next one is to start a podcast. Now, starting a podcast is also a big way to make money. You know, starting a podcast is just like the audio form of YouTube. Yeah. So, how do you make money on a podcast? Now, you know, when you start a podcast, for example, you are using Anchor. You know, Anchor will actually give you an ad to put on your episode, and you get money for every listener you get. And apart from that, you can also advertise for people. You can advertise different businesses on your podcast. You can advertise your own business, and you can also make money through affiliate marketing on your podcast. Number six is to start e-commerce. Now, e-commerce is something that is making money for a lot right now. You know, a lot of people don't actually go out to buy things again. People just pick their phone, order whatever they want to buy, and then is already delivered. So, you know, you don't have to go out to buy things again. Now, how can you, you know, make money from that? All you have to do is just create an e-commerce store, pick something that people are really looking for, that people really want to buy, not just something that a lot of people are not buying. If you really want to make money, you have to look for something that people are really going to buy. You have to be innovative, and then you start selling online. You can create an e-commerce store. You can start selling on Jumia, Konga. You can start selling online, create stores, have an e-commerce website, actually, and then you can start making money from e-commerce. Number seven is to start a blog. Now, starting a blog is something that at the beginning is kind of hard to make money, because you have to, you know, get the viewers. People will view your blog post, people are going to comment and all of those things. But when you start making money on your blog, you can make money through affiliate marketing, you can make money by, you know, advertising for people on your blog, and you can also make money through Google AdSense. There are several ways you can make money as a blogger, but these few ones I've mentioned are some of the ways you can make money as a blogger. So if you want to make money, you can try to start a blog. Number eight is to become a Facebook ads expert. Now, you know that a lot of people want to advertise their businesses out there. They want to, you know, put themselves out there to get their customers or let's say audience. Now, those kind of people are actually doing it wrongly. There are some people that are doing it wrongly, actually. Now, you can try to become a Facebook ads expert. You can take online courses on how to become a Facebook ads expert. You can learn from an expert who deals with Facebook ads. And when you become an expert yourself, you can start advertising for people, doing a Facebook ad for people, and then they pay you for all these things you'll be doing for them. I can be a Facebook ads manager for actually a company or for a business brand, or you can, you know, make money in different ways by being a Facebook ads expert. So these are the 8 unique side hustles you can do for 2021. All you have to do is just, you know, you don't have to do all these 8, you know, just pick 2 or, you know, 3 of these side hustles, and you can start working on them and start. You just need to start. That's the only thing that will to take you. You just need to start. So start today, and then after some months, you'll see that you'll be getting results. Thank you for listening to this wonderful episode. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram @FemiOlaniyanJohn, and please, guys, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Bye, guys.